share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Although the teachings of Islam on the treatment of women are normally interpreted in a non-sexist manner, some religious authorities and teachers often interpret things to mean differently. These kind of teachings are often highlighted in Islamic marriage courses, which are compulsory for couples who intend on getting married. An example of this is when in Eustace stated that women who have irregular menstrual cycles should not demand much dowry. Recently, a woman detailed her experience of a number of sexist remarks that were made by the speakers of her marriage course. In a Twitter post, Sue said, attending Cursus Kawin online. So apparently men have to ask about their partner's menstrual cycle to set a wedding date when he can enjoy his first night with her. Wow. Throughout the course, Sue highlighted other sexist remarks that were made by the speakers in the course. Okay, so apparently, men should never compare their partner to other females. If he thinks her sister or friend is prettier, don't say it. All women love to celebrate things like birthdays. This is dangerous. Women have weird behaviors. Another example is when the teacher apparently said, who else will finish your husband's money if it isn't you? Question mark quote. Is anger a trait in men or women? Women. Women love to be angry, said one of the speakers. Looking pretty is also one of the criteria to look for in a wife. What a way to misinterpret and then teach the religious scripture, said Sue. Day 1 of Cursus Kawin. 4 male speakers. Generally, what I've learned is, men must know the reality that women will spend all their money. Women are angry, unreasonable, emotionally unstable creatures. A woman's place is in the kitchen, unless her husband permits her to work. Netizens are outraged at the sexist comments. Sue's tweet has garnered plenty of attention. Users took to the comments section to criticize the speakers for their sexist comments. What kind of teaching is this? I pity the wives that have to go through stupid content like this, stated a user. Another user commented, my expectation is zero. When it comes to learning something from this course, Malaysians say that changes must be made. Plenty of users took the opportunity to tag the Department of Islamic Development Malaysia, JAKIM, urging them to do something about this. These misogynistic views have been going on for far too long at marriage courses. It's disgusting. Have women speakers to lead the marriage courses from now on. Or have two speakers, one male and one female, to keep each other in check, said a user. Marriage courses need to be fixed. Find actual professionals and those who are aware of the responsibility, not just perverted men who just love to talk about dirty things and make women feel inferior, commented another user. Have you ever heard of such comments during marriage courses? Let us know in the comments. Also read, Eustace criticized for telling women not to demand much dowry if menstrual cycle irregular. Source. Wanista source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter source. Twitter. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.